And welcome back, folks, to Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen, your host here, as we continue here on this first episode of the new year. And we're really looking forward to what the year lay ahead for us, because we got a lot of exciting things going on. Obviously, Rutgers basketball, both men and women, have been playing good basketball up to this point. Obviously, the men stand out from the standpoint they have two of the top freshmen in the country. Two players that have been incredible to watch all year, and Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. Bailey, the other day against Indiana, put up 39 points. That was the most points by Rutgers freshman in a regulation game, and tied the record for most points by a freshman in a game for RU. So he has been incredible. You have Dylan Harper, who has been incredible as well. He had that game-winning shot against Indiana just a few weeks ago. And right now, Rutgers is standing there at 8-6, and they got a long way to go. They got a battle coming up here to try to get themselves up into the standings here, and they're going to play a lot of games in the Big Ten. They're right now 1-2 in the conference, and it's going to be fun to see how they're going to put this thing together. They will have a very interesting week coming up. They play Wisconsin on Monday night at Jersey Mike's, and then Purdue comes in. And we all know that whenever these two teams meet, it's always a fun battle. It's really become a bit of a rivalry over the last couple of years when you think about Purdue and Rutgers, because they played games that have gone down to the wire. They've played games that have had postseason implications. They've met in the Big Ten tournament a couple of times. So this should be a lot of fun at Jersey Mike's on Thursday night when those two teams meet up. And then as far as the women are concerned, hey, look, Destiny Adams and Kiyomi McMiller have been great. Adams, of course, is the veteran. She put up 31 points the other day, I believe. Was that against Ohio State? I think it was. And then Kiyomi McMiller also has been a consistent presence as a freshman in this backcourt for Rutgers as well. And they, too, right now stand at 8-6. And they've had some close losses. They've had some tough losses of late in the Big Ten, losing to Ohio State and then losing to Maryland. And now they have to face another ranked team on Sunday. They'll face USC on Sunday. So it doesn't get any easier for them before they hit the road for Minnesota. So it's nitty-gritty time in college basketball. It really is for both men and women. And we'll see how these two clubs can push themselves into contention in the Big Ten as we get ready towards tournament time. And, of course, towards March Madness. And wouldn't that be fun if we could have both Rutgers men and women in the March Madness tournament? In fact, what I'm going to do is going to play a couple of clips for you. I'm going to play a couple of clips from Coach Pikel's press conference after the Indiana game. That's what I have, the audio that I have available. And also going to play a couple of clips from Coach Washington's press conference the other day, last week against Ohio State. I know they played Maryland after that, but they both of those press conferences, both coaches say a lot of interesting things. So let's take a listen in right here on Fox on the Road.
And hadn't practiced in a few days, so hoping that, you know, he gets better real quickly here. But yeah, just sick.
You expect him to play against Wisconsin on Monday?
I expect him, yes.
And you're fine with him sitting on the bench despite being sick, right? There's no concern about misreading the sickness?
No, he's been good, and he's been in bed for 2 days here in a hotel, and he felt much better, which was a good thing, and he's hadn't eaten in a few days and that kind of thing, so just sick. He'll be more than ready.
Obviously, living in Dillon's not easy. How much did you guys have to change to account for
him being out? Well, it's hard. Yeah, obviously, he hasn't practiced in a few days since the Columbia game. So, we started preparing, and that's the journey of the season. Guys get sick, and I thought some guys stepped up and played well, and that's what you have to do. Sometimes it's foul trouble. Sometimes it's an ankle sprain. Sometimes it's sickness. You just gotta figure it out.
Steve, A scores 39 points. You guys are down double digits for most of the second half. Are you concerned you're not getting enough out of the other guys outside of the two freshmen?
Well, we came back. We were down 18. I think we cut it to 6, if I'm not mistaken. So we did a great job. I mean, obviously, scores 40 points. Unbelievable. 39 points. Got to get more free throw makes. More concerned about our rebound and our defense. We scored, again, plenty of points to win, tonight.
Coach, 34 second chance points for Indiana tonight. What were they doing? Was it a physical?
18 rebounds. Princeton had 19 offensive rebounds against us. So we got to take care. Our first shot defense has been good all year. We got to clean it. But to their credit, they've been a good rebound. They're huge, as you can see. Yeah, so they did a really good job. We've been inconsistent in that area. We gotta really clean that area up, but we've shown signs. We out-rebounded Texas A&M. You know, we've out-rebounded some good rebounded teams too, but tonight wasn't one of those.
So just to go back to the earlier question, do you feel like you're getting enough out of guys outside of the D-line?
Yeah, I mean, we got to get everything, more out of everybody, but, you know, we got to play better defense. That's really an issue for us, and we got to do a better job rebounding the ball. But those guys came in, and they fought and played hard today. You know, it's a tough game, and then down the leading scorer, too, in the country or in the league. So, you know, it's not easy to replace, but, you know, he'll be back, so I'm excited about that.
You guys went zone, mix and match, man-to-man zone, just what were you looking for with throwing in the zone there?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, we have that now. We've spent some time on it, so it's in our package, and, you know, it can help us at times, and I thought it did tonight. Certainly slowly got us back into the basketball game.
Last couple here.
With Dylan not playing, was it an emphasis to get ace the ball early and try to get him in?
I mean, you're always trying to get it. Ace got a hot hand. He was ready to play, so when you have that and he was going, you try to get him the basketball, but... you know, I thought our other guys got some good opportunities. We didn't make free throws. That hurt us. Timely free throws at times. We missed a bunch of one-on-ones. You know, but again, we come on the road, and this league is as good a league as there is, and score 74 points. You know, got to do a better job. And on that other end, and you got to rebound. Otherwise, you're going to have nights like this. You know, we're young and learning a lot. And these are tough environments. 10-0 they are now at home. So we got to play better on the road for sure.
Last one.
And that was Coach Peichel talking about his men's basketball team. Obviously, the Rutgers men's team has a stiff challenge coming up this week as they'll again face Wisconsin and Purdue in the coming days. Right now, let's take a listen to Coach Washington.
I thought we calmed down a little bit. You know, they obviously did a good job of trying to spy and deny Kiyomi touches and making other people make decisions in the press. And I thought we did a good job for the most part. You know the way that they play and the length and the duration that they play, that they're going to press, that, you know, some turnovers are inevitable. You know, you're going to get a few. So I thought we did a good job of handling the backcourt pressure. I would have liked for us to have converted more. I thought we had a lot of opportunities where we could have converted on the back end of the press, and we didn't quite make the decisions that we needed to make or make the conversions that we needed to make. And had we been able to do that, I think things might have been turned out a little bit differently in terms of the turnovers against the press.
Ohio State goes up 21 into halftime, and then your team gets off some really good starts in the third and fourth quarter. What was the message in the locker room at halftime, mm-hmm. and how do you think they responded?
Well, I thought they responded great. I thought they responded great. The message was simply, it was no big message, but we just talked about what are the things that we needed to do differently in the second half. Some of it was on the defensive end. Some of it was how we wanted to attack their press. I thought we had a little bit more ball security the second half. And then, you know, Kiyomi and Destiny made some big plays down the stretch, and we got a little bit of continuity on the offensive end of the floor. You know, Ohio State makes it tough for you to get into a rhythm and get into a flow on the offensive end because they're you know, they're pressing and they're trapping and they're being very disruptive defensively, so it makes it tough for you to get into a flow. But I thought the third quarter and the fourth quarter we were able to get into more of a flow offensively, get the ball to, you know, Destiny in her spots, get, you know, Kiyomi got some good looks at the basket, and that allowed us to chip back away. But it also started with our defense and being aggressive and, you know, getting some turnovers, and that allowed us to get going in transition.
Coach, but playing a top 10 team, being within single digits within the last couple of minutes, mm-hmm. with the team afterwards, how do you sort of celebrate that level of progress without, you know, wanting to put too much into a loss?
Well, one of the things that we try to do all the time is be in the moment, not look too far ahead. Definitely don't look behind, especially when you get into conference play. I mean, you know, we got, 16 games left. So, you know, you can't. You have to stay in the moment and take the lessons from this game. So there are definitely some things that we did well, some things that, you know, we want to improve upon. But, you know, in 3 days we go play the, number 8 team in the country. And then a couple days after that we play, the number 4 team in the country. You know, that's playing in the Big Ten. So you have to take the lessons that come You have to find a measure of ways to know what your strengths are, what things that we bring to the table, and try to just keep getting better day by day. Again, we did a lot of good things, and Ohio State's a really good team. They're undefeated for a reason. You know, they've got a great blend of post play to go with guard play. They've got speed. They've got defense. They've got shooters. They've got a lot of weapons, and you see it on display. So, you know, we're gonna just keep fighting. We're gonna keep working and get ready to take on Maryland on Thursday.
Just what can you say about Destiny's play today, all over, you know, taking the charges, yeah, and having put back after put back, just everything?
I just, you know, Destiny is, you know, she's an incredible player. You know, her toughness is something that she brings to the table every day. You know, her competitiveness is off the charts. And that rubs off on the rest of the team. So, you know, one of the things you talked about is how do you maintain a level of confidence? Well, it starts when you have a player like Destiny who's going to bring that confidence, and that's going to rub off on her teammates. I had no doubt that she was going to come and play with a level of toughness, a level of fight that we needed. And that, like I said, that rubbed off to the rest of our team. And they all played with a level of fight that is admirable. And that's one thing we're definitely going to take and try to grow on moving forward.
It feels like in the past couple of years, up against some of these highly ranked teams, the defensive energy in particular seems to be turned up to 100. I mean, what can you attribute that to, and how do you continue that moving forward, like you said, against a tough schedule?
The competitiveness of the players on our roster. You know, they want to win. You know, they want to compete. You know, they want to go toe-to-toe with some of the players they played against in high school. So, you know, that fight that they have and that tenacity that they have on the defensive end is because they're highly competitive individuals.
Coach, you've been around the conference for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember being this strong? I mean, you have three top 10 teams in a week, UCLA down the road. I mean,
right,
there's not many nights off in the Big Ten that I can think of.
No, this is the most, by without question, the toughest conference, toughest year in terms of competitiveness in the conference that I've ever been associated with. And it's always been good, but it's on another level this year. You know, when we talk about the teams that I've come in, added to the conference this year, and you're right, there's no night off. And we talk about the teams that are ranked, but shoot, the ones that are not ranked it's going to be hard. It is going to be hard. And but that's what you love about playing in this conference, is because you're playing against the best competition night in and night out. And as a competitor, you want to challenge yourself against the best. And the Big Ten basketball is, in my opinion, the best in the country.
And that's Coquise Washington, head coach of the Rutgers women's basketball team. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening this week. Back at it next week right here on Fox on the Road.